Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go!
You're listening to SBS News.
For Brisbane-based Deniz Tupchi, a map of Evin prison in Iran is the closest she can feel to her friend held inside. She is among more than 50,000 people that rights groups say were arrested during the country's protest movement in January.
I am really worried about those people who are hearing bombs outside of the prisons. In an ordinary situation, prisoners are already under pressure, always. Now, these days, their basic has been interrupted.
Deniz hasn't heard from her since the U.S. and Israel began its joint military operation last weekend, and she's concerned her friend might be relocated by security forces.
IRGC takes prisoners to other places that could be a potential target for USA and Israel. They use prisoners as a human shield.
The head of the Iranian judiciary, Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejei, has issued this threat to those in Iran.
Anyone who cooperates with the enemy in any way will be considered an enemy.
Human rights organizations say they fear prisoners are now more vulnerable than ever. Zaki Haidari from Amnesty International Australia is concerned executions are still going ahead.
Our grave concern is that this execution might be used again to bring fear in the community, to distract the current movement or protest that's happening against the current regime.
This is Atena Daemi, an Iranian human rights activist and former political prisoner.
Given the wartime conditions, people may not be out on the streets right now, but to create fear, even to intimidate people and stop them from coming onto the streets, we could see the authorities take their revenge on prisoners.
Human Rights Watch has told SBS,
with Iran's authorities shutting down internet access, these prisoners are even more isolated, and it is critical that international attention continue to highlight their precarious situation and demand they be released as part of domestic Iranian regulations that allow for detainees' release during armed conflicts.
Sydney-based Mohammad Hashemi knows all too well the nightmares of having a loved one on a death row. His cousin, Majid Kazemi, was a protester executed by the regime in 2023. And now he's worried about those caught in a similar situation.
Really worried about the second massacre is going to happen. And yeah, we all know Islamic regime, how brutal they are. Each day I'm waking up, I'm just checking my phone and see the news. Is anyone being executed? Okay, thanks God.
Niv Sadrul Odabai, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman. Go!